Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Spotcast, a sports update on First Post. Today is the 10th of April 2019. My name is Rakesh Sharma. Let's get to the news. We begin with news from the IPL. A clinical Chennai Super Kings continued their unbeaten run at home with a 7-wicket thrashing of Kolkata Knight Riders on Tuesday. Chennai put on a top-class bowling display, limiting KKR to an under-par 108 for 9. This despite an unbeaten 50 off 44 balls from the dangerous Andre Russell. CSK pacer Deepak Chahar rattled the KKR top order with early strikes, including that of the big-hitting Chris Lynn, as KKR trudged to 29 for 4 in the power play. Chahar's bowling, which fetched him 3 wickets, ensured CSK were always on top during the match. Chennai's spinners Harbhajan Singh, Imran Tahir and Ravindra Jadeja then strangled the KKR batting, conceding just 53 runs in their combined 12 overs. Harbhajan and Tahir took 2 wickets each, while Jadeja claimed 1 as well. That meant a lot depended on the in-form Russell, and he tried to play in his trademark style but found limited success, finishing with 5 fours and 3 sixes. With just 109 to get from 20 overs, CSK were never in any trouble during their chase. Shane Watson and Suresh Raina fell cheaply, scoring 17 and 14 respectively. Faf du Plessis, who was 43 not out from 45 balls, and Ambati Raidu, who made 21 runs, went about their job with little fuss. The South African batsman, who made 54 in his first game on Saturday, anchored CSK's innings to ensure a smooth victory in the 18th over. Deepak Chahar was named the player of the match. Some bad news from athletics. Asian champion shot putter Manpreet Kaur has been banned for 4 years by the National Anti-Doping Agency, or NADA, for flunking 4 dope tests in 2017. The period of suspension is considered from 20th of July 2017, the date of her previous provisional suspension, according to an order of the Anti-Doping Disciplinary Panel, that is ADDP, of the NADA, dated 29th of March. She has the option of filing an appeal before the Anti-Doping Appeal Panel. The shot putter tested positive 4 times in 2017. The first was at the Asian Grand Prix in Jinhua, in China, on the 24th of April, followed by Federation Cup in Patiala on the 1st of June, then at the Asian Athletics Championships in Bhubaneswar on the 6th of July, and finally the Interstate Championships in Guntur on the 16th of July. She won gold in all these meets. She had also set a national record of 18.86 meters during the event in China. She tested positive for steroid metanolone at that event. In the other 3 meets in India, she tested positive for the stimulant dimethylbutylamine, a substance that has an almost similar structure as the more famous MHA, that is methyl hexane amine. The ban means Manpreet will lose the gold she won in the 2017 Asian Championships in Bhubaneswar, as well as a national record. The panel ruled that all her competitive results from the date of sample collection would be disqualified. An update on day 2 of the auction of the Pro Kabaddi League on Tuesday. Defender Mahinder Singh and raider Manjeet Singh fetched highest bids as Category B players in their respective classes. Bengaluru Bulls bought Mahinder for 80 lakh rupees, while Puneri Paltans bought Manjeet for 63 lakh rupees. In the all-rounders category, Sandeep Narwal was purchased for 89 lakh rupees by U Mumbai. Among foreign players, Mohammad Ismail Nabi Baksh of Iran was the highest paid player with 77.75 lakh rupees bid on day 1 of the auction. In all, a total of 50 crore rupees were spent by the 12 franchises to buy 200 domestic and foreign players over the 2 days. Siddharth Desai and Nitin Tomar remained the only players sold for over a crore. Speaking about the 1.45 crore bid for Siddharth Desai by Telugu Titans, Desai said, and I quote, "I jumped with joy, but I saw the result of my bid. I come from a humble background. My father is a farmer, and I know how difficult it is to become a Kabaddi player. I would like to thank Telugu Titans for believing in me and handing me the opportunity to showcase my talent. Now that I've been sold for such a high price, I will make sure I give my 100% and make the team proud," unquote. Nitin Tomar, who went to Puneri Paltans for 1.2 crore rupees, said, and I quote, "Puneri Paltans is home to me, and I'm extremely happy that the franchise used the final bid match to retain me. I will take this opportunity to raise my performance level and win for my team. I will give my 100% and maintain my fitness level to make sure that season 7 for Puneri Paltans is a successful one," unquote. The Indian women's football team missed an opportunity to qualify for the third round of the 2020 Olympic qualifiers after they were held to a 3-3 draw by Myanmar on Tuesday. India needed a win to top Group A of the Olympic qualifiers round 2, but squandered the lead twice to play out a draw and bow out of the competition at the Mandalar Thiri Stadium in Mandalay, Myanmar. Sandhya Ranganathan gave India an early lead in the 10th minute, but Myanmar's hat-trick woman Win Tun scored the equaliser in the 17th minute. Tun scored again in the 21st minute, but Sanju equalised for India in the 32nd. minute. India surged ahead in the 64th minute when midfielder Ratan Bala cut into the box from the right flank and sent a curling shot that crashed into the back of the Myanmar net, leaving the opponent custodian dumbfounded. However, just 8 minutes later, Tun completed her hat-trick, finishing from close range to make it 3-3. India and Myanmar scored 7 points each from 3 matches, but the hosts advanced to the third round because of superior goal difference, +8 as compared to +4 of India. Only one team qualifies for third round from each group.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.